everybody. Welcome to the Lion's Roar podcast. Today we are talking about good idea versus a god idea. And I've got two great guests with me today. We've got Gary Spicer and we've got Shell Peris. Welcome to our podcast, guys.
Nice to be here.
Okay, so today we want to look at ideas and how do we know the difference between a good idea and a god idea?
Well, I think it's a great question that all of us have to face at times, especially when we're idea people. And I think, you know, visionary pioneers, I don't think we're ever short of ideas, but it's discerning kind of like what are the God ideas and what are just good ideas. Now, good ideas can work well, but I think when you're a Christian pioneer, you want to be a little bit more aligned to God's will and, you know, his mission and assignment, if I'm honest. So I think the first thing we need to do is when we get an idea is really kind of, I guess I kind of mull it around in my mind and in my heart and really want to feel a sense of, I guess, the Holy Spirit saying yes to it in my spirit. Mm. And I think that doesn't give us all the answers, but it's kind of sometimes it's a peace, sometimes it's a real excitement, without sometimes a strategy, but I'm okay with that. But I think the first thing is we have to go, God, is that your thought coming into me? Or is that just my brain going mad?
Yeah.
And I think that's the first thing I would do. And I think then you go through a whole filter process, if I'm honest,
right,
to, in your mind and in your thinking, even talking with friends.
Yeah.
You know, I think.
Sorry, carry on.
Yeah, it's, those are watching, it's been one of them days. But, no, I think friends are really important to sound off with friends. And sometimes they might say it's crazy, but they might say something like, I think you've got something there.
Yeah.
I think God might be talking with you. So that would be the way I would look at it.
Okay, yeah. It's a good starting point.
I think involving other people is actually really key because sometimes as an entrepreneur, you can, I mean, all entrepreneurs, I think, have a million ideas a day. You know, and it's working out which of those ones are the God ones that God wants me to pursue. And I think actually having people around you who maybe think a little bit differently to you and might ask questions that you've not asked or see details that you've not thought about, because the tendency is for an entrepreneur that you will have an idea and then it's a million miles an hour down a certain track and you kind of become a little bit, you can become a little bit tunnel visioned.
Yeah.
And actually having those people around you to say, well, have you thought about this? And have you thought about this? And what are we going to do about this can really help in mm-hmm. discovering whether it's an idea for now or an idea for not yet.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's also, you know, people listening today would go, well, you know, what happens if you just get a good idea and go down that road? Mm-hmm. I don't think that's bad.
Mm.
But I think sometimes, you know, we've got to say, well, what are we trying to achieve? Are we trying to achieve another idea? Are we trying to do something just good? Or are we in our hearts wanting to do something for eternity? You know, I always find that certainly when I want a God idea or I want to do something, it's about people's lives being transformed. It's about touching eternity and not just now. And I know a good idea could be a bridge to a God idea as well.
Yeah.
I could say that.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think, you know, so I don't want the listeners thinking, oh, I'm on a good idea and it's going to go all bad. God doesn't work like that. I think God can bless our good ideas, but it's better that we birth something with him right in the beginning, because then I think favour. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, people are drawn to that more. You know, people are drawn not just to a good or God idea, they're drawn to the spirit within that idea.
Yeah.
And I think it's really important that we kind of like go, Holy Spirit, you know, just come and soak this idea if it's you.
Mm.
Or kind of like, and I'm not going to get angry with you, God, because sometimes we think we've got a brilliant idea and then we don't feel the anointing on it and then we get disappointed with God. Don't get disappointed with God when you ask him to be involved.
Yeah.
If he's involved, then he can expand it.
You know, when the disciples went out fishing in the Bible, there's that story where they went out fishing and they had their net on one side of the boat and they didn't catch anything. They were out fishing all night and they didn't catch anything. And then Jesus comes along and he says, put your nets on the other side. And I often think about what it would have been like for the disciples, because if it was me, I'd have been sat there thinking, are you kidding me? What difference is that going to make? You know, how is putting my net on the other side of the boat when I've been fishing here all night going to make a difference?
Mm.
But that's what they did. They put it on the other side of the boat and they caught more fish that they knew than they knew what to do with.
Mm.
And I think sometimes, you know, they had the idea to go out fishing and put the net on a certain side of the boat. And Jesus comes along and says, this is great, guys. Why don't you fish from the other side? Because it's going to be better.
Yeah.
And I don't know, you know, what you're like, what people are listening are like, but I don't want to waste my time. You know, I don't want to waste my time on something that God's not in.
Yeah.
You know, and it could be a great idea. It could be a really good idea, But I don't want to waste my time on good ideas. I want to put my time into good ideas because they're the things that are going to make the difference.
I think also the disease of the day is being too busy. So I think we can invest a lot of time in good things, but not the God thing.
Yeah.
And I think we need to really think that through. So our lives, it's not about wasting our lives, but, you know, I do want to hear those words when I get to heaven. Well done, my good and faithful servant. And I don't think God will be saying to me that Gary did some great ideas. I think he will be saying, like, you had an ear to hear what I was saying and you got on with it, even when it scared you.
Yeah.
And I think that's important. You know, when I was young, my grandfather taught me how to fish. He was a real fisherman. I can assure you I'm not a fisherman. I am impatient. Waiting for those fish to bite is a nightmare to me. But one thing he did teach me, you know, sometimes we're fishing and after 5 minutes I say, you know, Granddad, I haven't even got a bite. This is boring. And he'd say, pull it in. So I'd pull it in. And then he'd change the bait. And sometimes, and he'd change the depth, you know, where we're fishing at.
Yeah.
And I think sometimes, you know, when we've got a God idea, God's really good at going, like Shel said about the fishing on the other side of the boat, he's good at going, just think about this side. Mm. Just do it a little bit differently. And I think they're the whispers I want to hear in my heart and my mind when I'm about a God idea.
Yeah. But how do you know that God's saying that to you? How do you know that it's coming from him? Is it something that you have to test or something that you have to wait for? Or what are the signs?
Well, I think it's a great question. And I think, you know, sometimes it's confusing to us all.
Yeah.
You know, I've got to say to the listeners, you know, I've done some things I thought was a God idea and turned out not to be.
Right.
But I need to make sure that I'm not too far down the line when I realise that.
Yeah.
Because that could be a lot of not just wasted time, but energy and everything like that. So I think I want a constant ear to hear what he is saying. And I think God does whisper and bring right people and bring resources. Mm. And I think all those are signs that we're on the right track. Even if we don't know the final destination of this idea.
Yeah.
That's kind of like feeding on the way, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so I think also that, again, I think I've said before, but an inner peace is really important to me.
Yeah.
So, like, when I pray to God and say, is this you getting my attention? I don't wait just for a yes or a no. I really kind of trouble my spirit if it's not.
Mm.
Get me agitated, you know, kind of like get me anxiety, you know, things like that, which seems crazy. But then I think, no, I haven't got the peace.
Yeah.
And so I would say, a real peace inside me, which I believe is from God, is a definite sign that helps me make a decision.
That's good.
It's really important to be honest with yourself as well, because, you know, I've met a lot of people over the years and even sometimes done it myself where I've had an idea and I've started, I think it's a good idea. And even sometimes I might have thought it's a God idea and I've gone down the road with it. And then I've realised at some point that maybe this isn't a God idea. Maybe this was just a good idea.
Right.
And at that point, you have two choices to make. Am I honest with myself and actually say, do you know what, this isn't working, and be prepared to retreat a little bit?
Yeah.
Or do you carry on thinking that maybe one day you'll make it into a God idea? And I think actually being honest with yourself, being able to lay something down if it's not the right thing, is a really key skill to have. Because if you carry on down the road, you are just going to end up, I don't think, reaching your full potential.
Mm.
You know, whereas actually you could have done something that was even slightly different and it could have been a God idea and you're really running in your zone.
Mm.
So just being honest with yourself and being able to ask those deep questions of, is this the right thing? Even when you're doing a God idea, even when you've got a God idea and you're running with it and it's working and it's great, never be frightened of saying to God, God, is this still what you want me to do?
Yeah.
Is this still a God idea? Is this still something that you've purposed me for? Mm. I think that's really important.
Very important.
I think, you know, when I was brought up many years ago, not too far from Shell, no, when I was brought up, I was taught about the perfect will of God and the permissible will of God.
Okay.
And the perfect will of God was really what I was brought up with more. In other words, you get it wrong. That's terrible. So, and what it did, it didn't put faith in me, it put fear in me for actually stepping out.
Mm.
What if I get it wrong? I've let myself down, let God down.
Yeah.
I even put it in the category of sin, where it's not in the category of sin.
Yeah.
Not at all. No. But it was near enough taught me that way. And then someone, you know, I heard some teaching on what I call the permissible will of God. And I realised rather than God's will being a very narrow lane, it's actually quite a highway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think, you know, people listening to this need to understand, even though we talk about God idea, good idea, we need to bring every idea before God and we need to test whether it's from God. Agreed. But don't let fear paralyze you moving forward.
Yeah.
And I think we've actually got more people like that in church today and Christians who are still waiting for the 10th word of, you know, from God before they go forward.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, sometimes we... I think the devil has a heyday, actually. I think he laughs at that. And I think people need to understand that if our heart's right, I think even, and I'm going to contradict myself a little bit, even a good idea God can turn into a God idea, right?
Yeah.
And I think it's looking at our heart. Now, he may change the way we're doing it. He may bring different people to, mould it.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we've just got to make sure that we don't, through even through this podcast, get people into a hole. That unless you get... you know, 10 signs or whatever, don't move forward. Because
really important.
I really do think in church today, the devil actually has restricted faith by putting us to fear God in the wrong way.
Yeah. And sometimes God wants us to start the journey and build up the skills that we need before the actual idea is revealed. Yeah. And so that we've proven ourselves a little bit before he gives us a bit more.
Yeah, well, I mean, I had that with an Alive event that we did a couple of years ago. You know, I was convinced that God gave me this vision to do a massive event at a 32,000-seater arena in Coventry. And we spent a year putting that in place, you know, speaking with the arena, building interest, building funders, all those kinds of things. We talked about it. We shouted about it. People knew about it. And then just before we were due to sign the contract, we felt actually this isn't the right thing.
Right.
This isn't the right thing. And we didn't know why. And I was confused. I didn't know what was going on. And we made the decision not to do it. But then 6 days later, the director of the Coventry Diocesan Board of Education got in touch and said, I heard about what you were trying to do at the arena. How do you fancy doing a praise party for the 10,000 kids in our schools?
Wow.
And all of a sudden it was like God took something that we'd gone quite a way down the road to planning and preparing and turned it into something different. And I still, years on, have questions about why did you do that, God? Mm. Did you just want to see that I would go with what you were asking me to do? Did you want to prepare me? Did you want to equip me?
Mm.
Did you want to increase my skills? Did you want to, what was it that you were trying to do?
Yeah.
And I don't know if I'll ever know the answers to those questions fully. But what I do know is that God took one thing and actually changed it into something that really was a God idea and impacted thousands of children across the Midlands.
Yeah.
You know, so again, I think it's being honest, because in that situation, what could have happened is that we said, we've gone so far down the line with this that we're going to sign that contract, even though there's still hundreds of thousands of pounds that we need to raise, and we're going to carry on going with this.
Mm.
And I actually think we would have found ourselves in a bit of a mess if we'd done that.
Yeah.
But I could have said that because it was like, well, what will people think about me?
Yeah.
What damage is it going to do to my reputation? You know, what is it failure? All those different questions. But actually having the courage to be able to say, I think God's stopping this. And it was painful. Mm-hmm. Like, I cried for a few days afterwards. Like, it was horrible. Just a few days. It was horrible, you know, when you've been living it for so long and then all of a sudden it's like, we're not going down the right route. It's the same when I'm writing songs in a different way. So I'll start writing a song. And because I've written songs for so many years, I know if that song's going to be a good song within kind of half an hour of writing it.
Right.
And I've got to that point now because I'm more experienced in it now, where if it's not going to be a great song, I recognise that and move on to something different.
Right.
And I think, again, the more you practice listening to God, the more you understand to know the difference between what a good idea is and what a God idea is, the easier it is to focus on the God ideas.
Mm-hmm.
I think also timing's really important. And I think sometimes we want it now.
Definitely.
Or we wanted it yesterday.
Yeah.
And God's timing is perfect. And so I think he can put a pause in our lives. He can put a bend in the road that either slows us down or, you know, he needs us to put in a lay-by where we just have a rest and a think.
Yeah.
And so I think, you know, those things can happen. And I think how we respond to that's really important. You know, over the years, I've probably not been brilliant myself, if I'm honest, because I get impatient with God. It's so arrogant, isn't it? But I just, you know, it's like, come on, God, did you hear me? you know, you couldn't have heard me, you know. So, but the whole thing is, I think timing's really an important thing to go. It's like, you know, sometimes, we've said this before, sometimes not a no, but not yet. And also, you know, everyone listening needs to know God is a God of preparation. And for whatever we dream, he has to prepare us to carry that dream.
Definitely.
And sometimes we know he knows more than we know.
Yeah.
And he knows us very well. And so I think sometimes we've got to kind of sometimes go, you know, hang on a minute. God is putting a pause here because he wants to do something in me so he can do something through me.
Yeah.
And I'll just give you a quick example. It's probably about 18 years ago now, so quite a while. But, you know, I stepped out of ministry for a while and, you know, I needed to get some work. And the work I was given wasn't brilliant, if I'm honest with you, you know. And it was selling, it was doing different things. And then one day, you know, I was asked actually by Lord Edmiston, Bob Edmiston, if I'd get involved in education. And I am not an educationist, but he said, could you just come and bring some spiritual and community and business input because I'm setting up academies. So I decided to do it. And, you know, to cut a long story short, basically then within about 5 or 6 years, I became the CEO, then I became the chairman, and we transformed 3 schools. But in that journey, I've got to tell you, I hated the early years. I just didn't enjoy going. You know, I didn't even know much about IT. I remember once, probably my first couple of weeks, you know, the IT guy comes in. I knew nothing about IT then. And he said, you know, do you want a laptop or a tablet? I said, a laptop or a tablet? And you know what? I was witty, but it was stupid. I said, I haven't got a headache. I knew so little.
Wow.
But God had placed me in this place. Now, I want to say, why I'm saying that is because now, 18 years later, I learned more about leadership. Mm. I learned more about the marketplace. I learned more about what I was praying for. Lord, I want to impact the marketplace. And God says, you know, do you really want to impact? I said, yeah. And I'm sure he went, I'm going to need to prepare that, Gary.
Yeah.
I'm going to need to upskill him. I'm going to need to show him his approach. I've got to show him how to influence people. Because I only knew in church context.
Yeah.
Really? Mm-hmm. That was my leadership context. And so he took a few years to do that. Mm. But I look back now and it was my best training ever.
Yeah. Amazing.
Yeah. We want it all now, don't we?
We do. As entrepreneurs, we do. We're very impatient.
Yeah. We want everything now. And
speak for yourself.
And you don't get everything now. And it's right that we don't get everything now.
Yeah.
You know, if God had shown me the bigger picture of what my life would look like, you know, 10 years ago to what it is now, I'd have A, laughed and B, run away.
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't have been ready for it. I wouldn't have, you know, I just wouldn't.
Yeah, same here. It's totally the same.
Well, it's where he's committed to the journey when we want the destination.
Yeah.
And he's committed, and on the journey, he moulds us, breaks us into the person he needs and we need to be to achieve the God ideas.
Yeah, that's good. And that's what you do on the Lions course, isn't it? You bring, you know, the entrepreneurs that come in, they have these ideas, and sometimes they are good ideas, sometimes they're already good ideas. Mm. But how do you approach that on the Lions?
Yeah, I mean, we have all kinds of different people applying. And again, you know, we look at every application and we choose people to be on the Lions program who we feel have got a great idea, but are great people as well. Because a great idea needs a great person to deliver it. You know, there's no point having a great idea if you can't take it forward. Mm-hmm. You know, you've got to have people that take it forward. It doesn't have to be just you. You've got to have team around you, but you've got to have that drive, that determination, that sense of resilience, that sense of keeping on going to be able to deliver a great idea.
Yeah.
And I do sometimes think that, you know, we get lost in the delivery sometimes, you know, so we think that the idea is enough to carry.
Right.
You know, to carry us forward, and it's not.
Yeah.
It takes so much more than just a good idea or just a God idea even. I mean, we all know that, don't we, from the different things that we've been involved in. You know, there's days where we're just thinking, oh, my goodness, what is going on? You know, what is this hassle? What is this thing that's been, you know, challenge that I've got to overcome now? What's this? And there's days when you just think, I can't do this anymore. And that's why it's always more than the idea.
Yeah.
The idea is never enough. It's got to have that, those people to deliver.
It's also really important, you know, to have people around us. You know, the Bible says, don't become weary in doing good.
Yeah.
And I think that many people do. I think I have in the past. You know, I think sometimes it's like, geez, it all becomes overwhelming. None of us are actually ever been born to be an island and to be everything. And even though in the Western world we're often brought up to be independent, too much independence kills us.
Mm.
In the end, we go isolated and we get lost in our own story.
Yeah.
And also, you know, we start to feel a failure as well. And so even if we ask for help, it's like weak. But I think the real key is the synergy of the right people around you. And even sometimes if you just want to take a step back, a rest, whatever, you've got others cheering you on or carrying on with it. And if it's big, and it's a big God idea, the more people, the better people you need, the yeah. bigger people. Someone once said, you know, I want to build a big church. And I remember turning around and said, you don't need to build a big church, build big people.
Mm.
I want to build a big idea. Don't build a big idea. Get big people around you.
Yeah. Mm.
And I think the whole key to success in a God idea is getting the right people around you. Have faith, have encouragement. Don't have people that get you tired. Have people that fire you up. You know, I've worked with people who revel in telling me what the problem is. I don't need people telling me the problem. I need people bringing me the answer to the problem.
Yes.
And I think anybody that has a God idea, you know, you need faith, courageous, light-spirited, people that can cheer on. And I'm not on about not telling the truth. I'm on about, you know, they can say, I'm not sure this is working. So, you know, that's all fine. But ultimately, I know when they tell me the truth, they still want me and this idea to win.
Yeah.
And when they win, we all win.
Definitely. That's great. That's really good. And so on the Lions course, you do a whole topic on this, don't you? Like a
yes,
whole...
we do.
A whole subject matter.
Yeah, we do. We talk about a God idea versus the good idea and yeah. how we know the difference. And, yeah, I almost think that's a theme that runs through the whole programme,
right.
to be honest.
Right,
you know, so... Again, because otherwise, what are we doing it for?
Yeah,
you know, if you there's no point us working with people on the Lions who haven't got a good idea, and it's really interesting. They turn up on weekend one, and they're all a little bit unsure, and you know, they're thinking, you know, what's your idea? What's your idea?
Yeah.
What's your idea? And there's all that going on.
Yeah,
and you know, we stand there and we say to them, look, you are here because we believe in you and your idea. You know, we've gone through a whole application process. We know what your idea is. We know a little bit about you, and we think that you're worth investing in.
Mm.
And that in itself just straight away eases them into this sense of, I'm with people here who want to cheer me on and help me to be the best version of me that I can be.
Great.
Because when you're the best version of you, you operate well with your idea.
Mm.
And we always say, don't we, that it's 70% person. 30% the project, because it doesn't matter, again, going back to what we were saying before, it doesn't matter how good your project is. Mm. If you as a person can't deliver it, it's not going to happen.
Yeah, and I mean, that's a principle in business anyway, isn't it? You know, I was watching Dragon's Den the other day, and they often say, you know, you're a real investable person.
Yes.
We can really invest in you as a person. And sometimes their projects and their businesses that they come with haven't been actually that amazing, but the person, they actually get interested in them, and that switches them on. So, yeah, actually, we could work together.
I think the interesting thing is, you know, we talked about big people, but also true pioneers and entrepreneurs actually could pioneer a lot of different things.
Yes. Yeah.
It's not the subject that's a success. It's actually that there's something in them that drives them the extra mile and they keep going.
Yeah.
And I think that's a real characteristic that each pioneer an entrepreneur has to have. You know, in some ways, they never give up.
Mm.
But also, don't close your ears, because sometimes we can get so tunnel visioned, you know, that we're missing the main point.
Yeah.
And that's why team, again, is really important. But, you know, I do think, you know, true pioneers and... entrepreneurs are those that will go the extra mile. They don't look at the clock to clock off.
No.
I mean, we've been having a conversation just recently about it. You know, it's like, it's amazing. They're a different breed.
Definitely.
You know, they're on task and not time.
Mm.
They don't look at the clock. They're the people you need to say, you need a day off.
Yeah.
Because they're not good at telling themselves that.
Yeah.
You know, so there is a breed of good and bad in it all, but that's why you want team again. You need someone to come and say, hey, you know, if you want to be fresh in what you're doing, you need to take some time out. And generally it's brain time, not just physical time.
And I think generally the entrepreneur, the leader of a business and organisation should have like a day away where they can get out of the environment.
Yeah.
And they could just like go away, focus, re-energise and pray and just find out what the bigger picture is. Yeah. And I really believe that's what the Lions does. You know, you can go away for the 6 weekends and you can get out of the environment that you are so wrapped up in.
Yeah, it gives you space. It gives you space to be in a beautiful hotel, a beautiful location with great people and great teaching. And it gives you that opportunity to invest in yourself.
Yeah.
And actually, as you invest in yourself and your skill set and you grow in that, guess what? Your project grows.
Definitely.
And your ideas get better and you lead your teams better because you're investing in yourself.
In you,
you're not running on empty. You're going back with things to tell people. You're going back with a sense of freshness. And that's worth its weight in gold.
Yeah, I think the challenge is many entrepreneurs just say, we've just got to work harder.
Yeah.
But actually, we've got to work smarter.
Yeah.
And that's where taking a bit of time out, we can get those strategies, we can hear those different ideas, we can talk with people. And I think it can save us a lot of heartache, you know?
Yeah.
Now, you know, I'm on a journey to that even at my young age. You know what I mean? Because sometimes that's a great theory, but actually in practice, it really does work.
Mm.
And so, you know, again, anyone listening today, you know, what's your Sabbath, just where you rest, and what's your thinking day?
Yeah.
Where you just get fresh ideas and you can change. And, you know, people do that in different ways. Walk, drive, you know, stay at home.
Yeah.
You know, it's a prayer time. It's a reflective time. It's a reading time. But it's an input time most of all.
Yeah.
And it refreshes our thinking so that we can think fresh and then we can lead our teams freshly.
Yeah. Because the higher you go up in leadership, the less people input into you.
Good point,
it's true. You know, and it's almost like you're having to... you're relying more on your own your own ability to be able to get stuck into God's word and your own ability to be able to think about things. And it's true, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, again, just I guess really to finalise, my thing is here that if we get a God idea and it's starting to grow, not only have we got to grow, but one of the things we really have to grow in, we've got to get out of working in the organisation and work on it.
Yeah.
And so pioneers, entrepreneurs, senior leaders, you know, people go, oh, they're not doing what they used to do. Good. They shouldn't have to be.
Yeah.
You know, it's not that they're not worried about getting their hands dirty. It's not that they're not worried about that. That, you know, they've done it. They could still do it. But if they are still literally doing it, then they're not going to be able to work on the thing. I remember just years ago when I was at school, that was quite a few years ago, I actually... was the first intake of boys into a girls' school.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
That's what I said too when I arrived at school that day. Oh, my goodness. But the one thing that was interesting was the head was only used to leading girls.
Yeah.
It was a male head.
Right.
And he was a lovely guy, but each break I'd see him with his overalls on filling in the holes in, like, the school hall or the corridors, and he'd be putting all the polyfiller in.
Oh, wow.
And he became the laughingstock. Now... his heart was great, but he was working in the organisation and then not working on it.
Yeah.
And he lost respect because people, if he was the head, should be working on other things. And I think we have to remember that. You know, it's not that we have to, but people are expecting us to do different things.
Yeah.
And if we still do what we did 5 years ago, 10 years ago, we're missing the point. We're limiting our own growth and we're limiting the growth of the organisation. And... even God ideas can fail as well on that basis.
Yeah, that's a really good point to finish with. Thank you so much for joining me today, guys. That's been inspirational so that we can hear what the difference is between a God idea and a good idea. And I hope it's inspired you today. Please do share this podcast. We want to get this out to more entrepreneurs and pioneers and inspire more people. Thanks for tuning in. See you next time.